Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Mori Nimrod Shiachiu, schus refuas, Yucheb Efeg Vasvichat Espasia, schus refuas, Zevaron Ben Rabbi Yosef Ezra, Sufos Tila Rus Victor Abbas Tila Rovida, Hanakhanakitva Pas Tome Eliza, Psoch Shachole Israel. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim brings a machlekes chavtes and aleph. If you eat chametz of hekdesh in the ma'ed in Pesach, according to one opinion it's mila, according to the other opinion it's not mila. According to the Yeshayim it's not mila. So first we have the opinion of Rabbi Yechon and the Gemara that the Yeshayim that says it's not mila is Rabbi Chuni ben Akana. Well, it's kim levi d'rabim inay. Therefore, since it's chayv kares on the eating chametz, mele is pater on the tashlumin. And a combo is no kimel rabbinah. It's the first understanding. Second understanding is the argument about whether you're allowed to redeem kachim to feed them to dogs. According to the Man D'Yomar, it's Mila holds that you're probably kachim to feed the dogs. In other words, we don't look at the future value of the chametz. We want to see if it has value right now. Tanakama holds that it does have value because you can redeem it and feed it to the dogs, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that you're allowed to be nana from Chametz on Pesach. And the Yesh Omrim holds no, because you're not allowed to redeem it to feed it to the dogs, so it has no value now. And if it has no value now, so then it's not Me'ila. Lacha Bar Rava. So it's as follows. He learns the sig in the name of Yosef in this lashon. He says, "Kulei alma, ain potim et hakachim lachilam leklavim." Everybody holds that you're not allowed to be potim et hakachim in order to feed them to the dogs. So b'seicha Pesach, it emerges that there is no monetary value to this chametz. Now, in the argument davar agarim l'mamun k'mam and dami or not, if it has an indirect monetary impact, effect, if you hold ma'al, i.e. the Tanakama, you know why ma'al? Because davar hagarim l'mamon is k'mamon. The reason it's me'ila is because it's going to cause a monetary loss. It's going to have shavius mamon. After Pesach, you can redeem it. According to Reb Shimon, chametz shel hekdesh shavlav Pesach, you're allowed to redeem it after Pesach. There's no knas. Therefore, by eating it, he's causing a loss to hektish. Under Melo Ma'al holds that, why? Because after Pesach it's worth money. And one who hurts Lo Ma'al says, no. Davar Agarim L'mamon is not k'mamon dami. So even though after Pesach it'll be a loss, but it doesn't matter. Right now it's not. So it's not considered a monetary loss. In Memela, there's no Mela, there is no Mi'ila. You're not causing a loss right now. So, the Baal Ma'or learns differently than Rashi, and he says as follows. The Kuli Alma Ein Podin. Everybody holds Ein Podin. B'lav Dafkuhu. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Dinami Baalma Poidin, even if you hold it normally, you are Poide, you do redeem Kachim, not for human consumption. Hacha Ein Poidin. Here you don't. The Lav Bar Padio, because here it's not redeemable. The Kuliyam Alesla Rabbi Yosef. Everybody does an old Rabbi Yosef. You're not allowed to be Nana from Chametz and Pesach. El Tana Kama Sava. Dabar HaGorim L'Mamin K'Mamin Dami. Tana Kama holds that if it's going to cause monetary, it's indirect monetary loss, it has a din of money. V'ashkechen Chametz B'Pesach Shu Gorim L'Mamon. And we find Chametz on Pesach is Gorim L'Mamin. What do you mean you find Chametz on Pesach is Gorim L'Mamin? Kigon Gazal Chametz. Pesach. Let's say somebody steals chametz, and then Pesach passes by. Ubacher ve'ochlo, o sheganvo shegorem lo hefsid mamon. So he steals chametz, Pesach passes by, and then somebody else comes and eats it, or steals it. So he causes the gazlan a hefsid mamon. B'chil lo ochlo zeh, he'd not eaten it. The gazlan can say to the nigzal, here it's his. I stole your chametz. Take it back. So the same thing, if somebody eats chametz of hekdesh, shehabaylim chayovim b'achrayusoy, shugorem lebaylim tashlumei momen. When somebody eats chametz of hekdesh, that the baylim are responsible for this chametz, he is goyrem bailim tashlumei mamon. In other words, he says he's talking about a case where a guy eats chametz on Pesach that the bailim are obligated in the achrayus of this chametz. So he's causing the bailim a tashlumei mamon. Hilkach bar domim hu. And therefore, it is already bar damim. It already has monetary value, and it's a bar me'ila, and it already is me'ilable, malleable. It's me'ilable. You can do me'ila on it from now. Why can you already do me'ila from now? Because already now it's worth money. Because the bailam are chayv in achrayus. So he's causing the bailam a hefsid mamon. Veish omrim svirlei dabar agoyrim lemamon lavka mamon dami. Veish omrim holds that if it causes monetary loss, it's not kamamon. Tanakama holds that it is kamamun, because the bailam are going to lose money, because they're going to have to pay back hekdesh. They have achrayas on this, and therefore they're causing the bailam a tashlumei mamun. Not directly taking what belongs to the bailam, but they're causing their goyrim lamamun. They're causing the bailam that the bailam are going to have to pay hekdesh. And therefore it's bar dam and bar me'ila. Yeshayim holds that davar agorim l'mamon is lav k'mamon dami. Hilkach lav bar damim hu v'lav bar meilu. Afal pi delakame chazi. So he holds that davar agorim l'mamon is not k'mamon. So you're right, that he's causing the bailam to lose out, they're going to have to pay hekdesh, doesn't matter. That's not called mamet, that's not called me'ila. Ve'afal pi delekamei chazi. Even though in the future, it's going to be worth money, after Pesach, it doesn't matter. Because right now, it's not worth any money. Why not? It's chametz, it's Pesach. It's chametz, what do you do with chametz and Pesach? And the fact that he's causing the bailam a loss, davar agorim l'mamon lav k'mamon dami. So even if after Pesach he could be nana, it doesn't matter. Right now he's not causing a monetary loss. That is the bailam or. ומבואר שהוא מפרש דברי הגמרא שמדובר באופן שיש מי שחייב באחריות אותו חמץ. He's explaining the Gemara, a return of a case, where somebody has achrayus on this chametz. Since somebody has achrayus on this chametz, Tanakama holds its meila. ולכן הבי חמץ דבר הגורם לממון לדידי. For him it's gorem lamamon. According to Rashi, Pshat is with the arguing whether it's this is the, whether Dabar Gar and Mamas Kamama Dami belongs to Hektesh. Right now it has no monetary value. Ain't Koldinasa Kachin Lachim Lakovim said, right now it has no monetary value. Right now you can't do anything with it. The question is it Garim Lamamim? According to Rav Shimon, who holds that Chametz BePesach after Chametz Shavar Lev Pesach is Mutter B'Hana after Pesach. Mandavar Moal Savar Davar Garim Lamamim Dami. This is causing Hekdesh loss, and the other one holds not. That's the Machlekes, according to Rashi. According to the Baal HaMor, it's different. Not talking about where he took from Hekdesh itself. We're talking about where he took from somebody who was achrayis to pay Hekdesh. And for him, it's Garim Lamaman because he's going to have to pay Hekdesh. Okay, and Zeisa, Peirush Rabbeinu Chananel B'Sugyin. Kacha Gamken, Mitparesh HaSugya, Lefi Rabbeinu Chananel. Ani Makri Et Dvarav. Peirush Dabar HaGorim Lamaman Kegoin. מי שגזל חמץ זה של הקדש. Somebody stole this חמץ of הקדש. אם הוא בעינו מחזירו לו לנגזל הוא פטור. If somebody steals חמץ of הקדש, if it's בעין, then he can return it to the נגזל and be פטור. ותנן גזל חמץ עבר לה פסח אומר לו הרי שחל לפניך יקצה, here's your חמץ. וכיוון שאוכלו, נתחייב הגזלן לשלם לו ממון. Since he ate it, the gazlan is chayv to pay ממון. So he's causing the gazlan a loss. ואף על פי שחמץ בפסח אינו ממון, השבטתו גורם ממון. So חמץ על פסח isn't ממון. But the Hashbosa is Goyrim Lamamin. The Hashbosa destroying the Chametz is Goyrim Lamamin. Ad kan mitvrei Rabbeinu Chananel. Harei sheRabbeinu Chananel מפרש כמו הבעל המאור, אבל הוא לא פירש שחיוב האחריות הוא מטעם נדרוש על המקדיש. In other words, according to the בעל המאור, there was a מקדיש here, and the בעלים are chayev b'achrayis of this chametz. And therefore he has to pay the bailim. Because gozal chametz v'arvel lav ha'pesach and someone else ate it, he's garring the person hefsid mamon. Because had he not eaten it, the gazlan can say to the nigzal arei shelcha lefanecha. So you see at Siur that Chametz on Pesach is Garim Lamamin. Here also, Ochel Chametz bePesach Shel Hekdesh, he's Garim Lamamin, the guy with the Bailim. The Bailim who is Makdish, this who's responsible for this Chametz, is going to have to pay Hekdesh. So Rabbi Yochanan also holds that we're talking here about somebody stealing chametz on Pesach. Just he doesn't hold that we're talking about where it's v'zechiv achrayus mitam nidrash al hamakdish. Rather, we're talking about a case where there's a gazlin who's chayiv b'achrayus lehekdesh. In other words, there was a guy who stole chametz from hekdesh, and now he's chayiv b'achrayus. And then somebody else went ahead and took that. Perish. Again, somebody stole the chametz of hekdesh. If it's Ba'ain, then he has to give it back. And he's putter. But here, this guy ate the ganav's chametz. So since he ate the ganav's chametz, he's causing this ganav to have a loss. So it's not talking about where there's a chiyav achrayus because the makdish was not there, but there's a chiyav achrayus because this guy, this gazlan, was chayv b'achrayus lahekdesh. Uvektsois hevi perush balam or avitamish layarad lekavanis done is ektsois shin pevav sivkot zayin. Says I don't understand what the balamor is talking about. Shemasha achametz korem lemamon haynu leoto akdam shehikdisha v'nitchayev be'achrayuto v'lo yesh toelet mamon mimasha kiyam achametz etzal ahekdesh. That a chametz is goyim lemamon is to that person who is makdishit and he was mischayiv b'achrayis. And he has toyelis maman from the fact that chametz is by hekdesh. Umano gea davar zeh l'nyan ochelet ha-chametz. V'la mitchalev lav mitam davar gorem l'mamon. Harei einu gorem l'mamon la-hekdesh. El la-makdish. Uma hefsid ha-hekdesh. Uma shechalet ha-chametz. Who's no gea b'davar over here? Who's no gea b'davar? The makdish is not gea b'davar, because now the makdish is going to have to pay hekdesh. Right, we're now back in the balamor. Right, that's talking about the makdish, not the gazlan. Not when someone stole chametz with the makdish, but if it's the gazlan, either way, who's no gea b'davar here? Not hekdesh. Hekdesh isn't losing anything. It's the makdish who's losing. It's the gazlan who's losing. So here's a toelas mammon that the chametz is by hekdesh, because now he's not going to have to pay them again. What does that have to do with Ninogeas Achametz? Why should he be mischayv because of Dover Gorim Lamaman? He's not Gorim Lamaman La Hekdesh. Just Lamakdish. So what have said is there to Hekdesh Mashwal Achel Achametz? So why is there a Chiv Me'il over here? He's not causing a loss to Hekdesh. He's causing a loss to the. Hekdesh isn't losing anything. He's causing a loss to the guy who is Makdish. Hekdesh is no hefsed. Hekdesh isn't losing anything. This guy is losing because he's going to have to pay again. He gave 2 pounds of chametz to Hekdesh. And now he's going to have to, that already is gone, and now he's going to have to give another 2 pounds. But Hekdesh is getting, is not losing anything. Hekdesh is getting the same. Not their problem. So why is he considered a moil with an ayin, not with a hey? V'kvar he'ir b'zeh ha'oneg yom tov. So the oneg yom tov already noted this, simin chot vov, liyashev devrei ha'bala me'or. So he was miyashev the bala me'or, and anachon neveret ha'dvarim, anachon shuv lomdim al pi torato ha'bihira של מרן ראש הישיבה, רבנו חיים זצ"ל. דכמו דאיכא דין גורם לממון דהיכא דה המחויב, באחרייס החפץ, נחשב בי למעלוב. Just like there's a din of גורם לממון, and when somebody's מחויב באחרייס, he's responsible for the object. He's considered בי למען the object, since mima she'achefetz ba'olam, yesh lo revach mamon, since from what the object is in the world, he has monetary benefit, that he's not mischayv b'damav, he doesn't owe the money. So too, there's another oifen of garen l'mamon. One oifen of garen l'mamon is that somebody has benefit from it being in the world, so he doesn't have to pay again. There's another oifen of garen l'mamon, and that is, shim yesh mi shechayav l'ba'alim v'achrayut v'dmei ha'chefetz, nechshav ha'chefetz garen l'mamon avur ha'ba'alim. That if somebody owes the Bailin, is responsible for the object, he's responsible for the money of the object, it's considered Gorim Lamoman for the Bailin also. Because since if it gets lost, he's going to have to be paid the Shemer, the Baal Achrayus, is going to have to be pay. So it emerges that this object is garim l'mamon for him. So here too, this mechamet is considered garim l'mamon hekdesh, because if it gets lost, somebody's giving mischayv to hekdesh damin, and therefore nidon hekdesh kebailam al hachamet. Hekdesh is considered bailam. Loich le moa. You understand? When you have a chayfetz, Reuven is responsible for a chayfetz. And if not, he has to pay Shimon. So, if someone destroys this chayfetz, so not only consider garen l'mamon for Reuven, it's also considered garen l'mamon for Shimon. Because now Shimon is going to be obligated, he's going to have a debt coming towards him. This is garen l'mamon for him also. He's also no geah. Reuven's going to be the one who has to pay Shimon, and Shimon's going to be the one who has to be paid. So he's really calling and causing a loss to both of them. Reuven who has to pay, and Shimon who has to be paid. Not for this, the person who destroyed Reuven's this object, then Shimon wouldn't have anything to worry about. He wouldn't have to be paid anything. The object is there. But now that this object was destroyed, stolen, was eaten, whatever it was. So he's like the Bailam of this object, insofar as he's now owed money. So it's causing him a loss also. You're right, in the end he's going to get the same thing, whether the object was destroyed or not, because Reuven is chayv b'achrayus to Shimon. But sof kol sof, since somebody's going to be obligated to him, money, if it gets destroyed, it's considered garen l'mamon for him also. It also causes him money. What's the cause? What's the garen l'mamon for him? And now Reuven is going to have this debt that he's going to owe him. Otherwise, there wouldn't be this debt. It's also called garen l'mamon for Shimon, not only for Reuven. That's the oinig yantif. However, it's a big kashi here because we see in Bavakama and Aleph on Beis that according to Mandarma garen l'mamon kamamon dami, that according to the one who holds that if it's Garim l'mamon. And by the way, but that's the point over here, that since Hekdesh is now going to be owed money, when this person, in other words, Reuven has Chametz of Hekdesh, and Shimon comes and destroys it, and now Reuven is going to owe Hekdesh new Chametz, it's also called Garim l'mamon for Hekdesh, and Mamela, it's considered Me'ila. Kasha is, we see in Bava Kamenai, in Alpha Medal, in Beis, that according to Mandarma, Goyim Lomon Komama Dami, if somebody steals a shore on Nisko from the Beis HaShomer, Vagoyim Lechiyav Achrayis, Vitovchoy, Mechoroy, Mishalim Da'at Leil HaShomer, if somebody steals a shore on Nisko, which is a shore that's killed somebody, it's going to get killed, and gets stoned from the house of the Shomer, and he shechted it. Or he sold it. I mean, he has to pay Dalid v'Heilo Shomer. Mishum she'ashor hu goyrem l'mamon avuroi. In other words, somebody gave a shor to a shomer, and then the shomer was pasha b'shmirasoi, and this shor killed somebody. And then somebody went ahead and he shechted this shor, he stole and he shechted the shor. So what's the din? The din is that he has to pay dalet vei to the shomer. Because for the shomer it's goyim l'mamon. Because the shomer can say to the bailin, Harei shel chalafanecha, he can give them back the shor. You gave me a shor, I'm returning a shor. What do you want from him? Shor is a shor is a shor, even though now it's chayv skila, but still, he gets to return the shor. So by stealing the shor and shechting it, the shomer is losing out. So it's considered goyim l'mamon for the shomer. But according to the svara of the Einig Yantif, as the Einig Yantif wants to explain the Baal HaMaor, what is he paying back the shomer for? He should be paying the bailin. Because what did the Einig Yantif say? The Einig Yantif said that when this chametz is considered goyim l'mamon for hektish, since if it gets destroyed, he's going to be mischayev to hektish money. The bailin is going to be mischayev to hektish money. The one who is makdish this chametz is going to be mischayev to hektish money. So it's considered goyim l'mamon for hektish, and that's why it's me'ila. Because hektish is considered the bailin. Since hektish is also involved, hektish is considered the bailin, because they are now going to be owed this debt. So it's considered goyim l'mamon for them as well. Now there's a debt that is incurred towards them. So they're considered the bailin. Wait, Bazoi, what about Bavakamai and Aleph Amad Beis? That when somebody steals from this shomer, he has to pay the shomer dalet vei. Why do you have to pay the shomer dalet vei? You should have to pay the bailin dalet vei. Because now this shomer is going to be mischayev ashur to the bailin. So this is called goyim l'mamon the bailin. Just like when you steal the chametz, a person steals the chametz, he's mischayev to hekdesh. So too, if he steals why is he mischayev to hekdesh when he steals the chametz? Because now hekdesh is going to be owed this chametz. So too, when he steals this axe and he shechts it, he should have to pay not the shomer, the bailim, because now the bailim are going to be owed. And just like in that case, it's me'ila. Why is it me'ila in our case? Because he's causing hektesh loss. He's din v'dvarim with hektesh. So too, his din v'dvarim should be with the bailim of this animal, not with the shomer. So explains Morenu v'Rabenu Reb Chaim Zatzal. שנראה כך, שנכון שהשור הוא גורם לממון לבעלים, אבל בכל זאת, אין הבעלים יכולים לטבוע את מי שגנבו ותפחו ומחרו מבייס השיימר. It's true that the shore was גורם לממון for the bailim. However, the bailim can't be toiveya, the ganif, and the toiveya chen moicher from the bייס השיימר. Why? Because he didn't cause him a hezek וחיסרון ממון כלל. Now he's benefiting him. Why is he benefiting the bailim? Because as long as the shor is ba'olam, the shomer can say, here's your shor, goodbye, see you later. Harei shel chalafanecha, shor lakachti, shor ani machzir. Even though now he's getting a shor that's going to be niskal, doesn't matter. So that's a real loss for the bailim. And now that this guy goes ahead and steals the shor and shechts it, so now the shomer is responsible. So what's the bailim going to get back? A good bona fide living shor, a valuable shor. So now the bailim are going to have a revach mamoni. But until now, the bailim are just going to lose. So the bailim can't be toiveya, the person who steals the shor and shechts it. Mashenkein hashta. But now that he was tovech u'moicher, so now it's like we said, it's terrific for the shame, for the bailim. The shame is going to have to pay karen to the bailim. So if so, the ganav didn't cause hefsay to the bailim at all, caused the gain to the bailim, and therefore he only has to pay to the shomer, because to him he caused the loss, because now he's going to have to pay the mea shor to the bailim. So that's why. In that case, we would say that he's off the hook. The ganav v'tovach mochar is off the hook with the bailim, because he's only causing the shomer loss, not the bailim. Just according to this, shuv tzarich biur. Lama kan mitchayev ochelet hachametz. Why does the guy here eating the chametz have to pay hashlumei me'ilah to hekdesh? Regam kan. He caused a revach moment for hekdesh by eating it. Because until now, hekdesh was chametz. She'en aroy lepidyon. She'en ma'achilim esa. Ein poidim esa kochim. Ma'achilim leklovim. So until now, this chametz was worthless. Slav bar domim. Ve'achshav shu achal oto. Now the noider, or the fir Rabbeinu Chananel, the gazlin, is mischayiv l'shalim d'mei chametz lehekdesh. U'lechoyra ein b'zeh hefsid lehekdesh klal. So now the one who eats it so he's mischayev. Who's mischayev? Either the noider, the makdish, or the gazlan is going to have to pay to make chametz to hekdesh. So there's no loss to hekdesh, adarab, but there's a gain to hekdesh. Now hekdesh isn't going to get something valueless. This was chametz she'en a royal pigeon, and it's lav bar damin. And afterwards, they're going to get chametz that is bar damin. Are they going to get the demea chametz? They're just going to get the money. So it's terrific for hekdesh. So why is the why is this guy not obligated? Why is the person who ate this chametz not obligated to pay hekdesh? Why is he considered? Why is he obligated to pay hekdesh? Why is it called mekorim lamamin for hekdesh, when hekdesh isn't losing, hekdesh is only gaining, like we saw by the case of the shor niskal? Since the bialim isn't losing, they're only gaining, so he's responsible for the shomer. So it's muchoch bedas Rabbeinu Chanan elubal meol shehem sovrim shechiyuv tashlum emeila lehekdesh is not because of a gezeil or a chisaron mamon. The chiyuv tashlume meila lehekdesh lo have mishum lesod gezeil or chisaron mamon klal. Elo chiyuvoi betashlumen ubetoiras kapora al chetoi shenena mehekdesh. You know what he has to pay? He has to pay to atone for his sin that he was nana from hekdesh. And therefore, since it's considered, the chametz is considered garam l'mamon lehekdesh, u'mamon hekdesh hu, v'nimtza she'ochal es shel hekdesh, shapir yesh l'chayvo v'tashlum emila lehekdesh. Since it's not because of gzeil and chisar and mamon, the chiyuv b'tashlum is b'teras kapara. He was nana from hekdesh, so this guy has to pay hekdesh because he was nana from hekdesh. Because it's garim l'mamon lahekdesh. What do you mean it's garim l'mamon lahekdesh? And now there's a monetary obligation that's incurred towards hekdesh. In other words, hekdesh is no gabadavra here. When it comes to stealing the ox, so there the only reason he would have to pay the bialim is because he's causing the bialim a chisaron of mammon. And he's not causing the bialim a chisaron of mammon. So even though, yes, a monetary obligation is incurred towards the bialim, but you can't say that the bialim have lost, that a monetary obligation is incurred. So since that they lost money, the bialim lost money, they didn't. Adarav, now they're gaining a good shor. Since they're getting a good shor, he has to pay the shomer. The ganav has to pay the shomer. But when it comes to hekdesh, when it comes to me'ila, it's not because of chisar and mammon. If it was because of chisar and mammon, ain't a chinami. There's no chisar and mammon here, so you wouldn't have to pay hekdesh. When it comes to hekdesh, it's not kapara. It's kapara because he wronged hekdesh, and here he took a wrong hekdesh. Because he took this chametz that was owed to Hekdesh and he destroyed it. And now it's Garam Lamam, and now it's causing this person to owe, it's causing either the Ganav or the Makdish, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the one who stole the chametz from Hekdesh, according to the Baal HaMor, when it was Makshom is Hekdesh, so now he's going to owe Hekdesh, chametz to Hekdesh. This is going to owe chametz to Hekdesh. That's considered garim lamamin for Hekdesh. It's causing money. It's causing a monetary obligation to Hekdesh. Hekdesh isn't losing. It doesn't matter. It's not what you're paying Me'ilah for. Me'ilah's not because they lost money. That'd be the chiluk. So this is taka considered garim lamamin for Hekdesh. And if we take this yisod that it's Tashlum to Hekdesh is Kapora, we can explain Pshat and Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel writes, Shebetashlumei Me'ilah, we don't say in Loikim Mishalim. Tashlumei Me'ilah, you're Loikim Mishalim. The Achroinim are Tamei on the Rambam. What's the Mok of the Rambam? And why is it that Hamoil Behekdesh is Loikim Mishalim? And in other words, it's not Shayach Sekim Loikim Rabinei, it's Malkus and Tashlumei. Not only that, but if it's not Shaykh Kimlev Ramanei Tashlum Emilah Hekdesh, so why do we say earlier that according to Ruchuni Ben Akone, Patum Mitashlum in Lehekdesh Kishachol Chometz? He doesn't have to pay the Hekdesh when he ate Chometz because of Kimlev Ramanei. He's getting the bigger punishment. But Tashlum Emilah is no Kimlev Ramanei. And Tais already proves in this in Ksubis, Lef Lamed Amud Beis, that Karen B'choy Mishal Hekdesh is not Kapara to Midin Mammon. And therefore there's a din of Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh. So what's the Mokar of the Rambam who argues with this? How can the Rambam argue with the Tana? So based on what we said, it's Gevaldik, we could be Miyashi of the Rambam. But that the Rambam holds is no Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh to Shlum Milas because he holds it's a Kapara. It's a Kapara, and there's no Kim Lev D'Rabbi Mineh if it's a Kapara. So he has to pay Hekdesh, how it's Kapara, and he also gets punished. You don't get two onshim, but the Kapara you have to do. So it's out kapara. And Rechi of kapara, it's not Shaykh Patur of Kim Levi Rabinei. So at the beginning of this sugya of Nochani Ben Akana holds that this Kim Levi Rabinei from Tashlume Me'ilah, so Hitaka holds that it's Mammon. He holds that Mila's Mammon, it's not a kapara. It's a Chi of Mammon. But now the Gemara says that no, the argument is Garim Lamed Kamam and Dami or not Kamam and Dami? And in the Perush of Rabbeinu Chanan the Baal Mor, we see that they hold, the Gemara is learning, that Tashlum Milas B'Toras Kapara. And that's why he's Mischaiv LaHekdesh, even if there's no Hefsid Mammon LaHekdesh at all. Again, why do we say he's paying Hekdesh? Hekdesh isn't losing out. The answer is he's paying Alts Kapara. It's a kapara. The way he gets kapara is to pay Hekdesh. And therefore, since now, because of what he did, Hekdesh is going to be owed money, and he needs a kapara for this, so he has to pay Hekdesh. Again, if we were talking about a bailim, and the bailim wouldn't be losing, the bailim would only be gaining, like we saw by the Shor Niskal, so he wouldn't have to pay. Because that's talking about a chi of mammon. But here it's a chi of kapara. Since it's a chi of kapara, and he's garring the mammon for Hekdesh, meaning, now he's causing a monetary obligation to be incurred to Hekdesh, and he needs kapara, so that's why he has to pay Hekdesh. So now that we see the Maskanas HaGemara to kapara, the Rambam is correct. That we don't say Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh by Me'ila. Because we see from the Maskanas HaGemara that Me'ila is kapara, and by kapara there's no Kim Levi D'Rabbi Mineh, Me'ila Lokum Mishalim. So yish laharich binyan Me'ilu Moid Moid. There's a chosh of a siman on this in the Maaseh Moshe, siman lamedal and psachim. where he talks about the Baal HaMor. And just to explain, at the beginning of the Baal HaMor, we read, the Kule Alma ain't poidim. Everybody holds you now to be poide. Kachim rachilim leklavim. You're now going to be poide kachim in order to serve it to the dogs. Only for human consumption. So he says, the inami, but he says, this is lav dafka. The inami ba'alma poidim, even if you hold it normally, you are poide, lachilim leklavim. Here you're not. Because it's the low bar pahachain poidim, the low bar padil. Because it's not redeemable. So what's pshat? So he says, Vaiter, du kuli amal, that's the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Because what does Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold? Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, in the Bryce in the previous Amud, you're allowed to be nana from Chometz Pesach HaPesach. But none of these opinions hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You're not allowed to be nana. So if you're not allowed to be nana, it doesn't matter if poidim achilim leklavim, ain't poidim achilim leklavim, the end day you're not allowed to be nana. So of course ain't poidim. So he says, hacha ain't poidim. The lo bar pedia. Nothing you can do with it. It's aser b'hana. That's the way I'm understanding what the Baal HaMor means at the beginning. Akol panim, I hope I'm right. But that's the mahalach here. We explained the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Baal HaMor, but in Goyim Lamaman, B'chametz de Hekdesh, that since it's Alt Kapara, he has to pay the Bailim, he has to pay Hekdesh, because there's also, like the Ani Gyantav explained, that Kamo di Ika din Goyim Lamaman, the Hechad Machuyu Bachrayas Achefetz, Nechshav Bailim Alav, Kevin Shemimash Achefetz Bailim, Ishla Revach Moman, Shainam Ischaiv Bidamav. There's one type of garam lamamim that when a person's obligated in achrayus, for him it's considered a garam lamamim. There's another type of garam lamamim that if somebody is chayv lebailim b'achrayis b'dmei achefetz, it's considered garam lamamim for the bailim. Because since if the object gets destroyed, the bailim is going to be owed money, so this chefetz is garam lamamim for the bailim. V'achanami hacha. Here also, this chometz is considered garam lamamim for hekdesh. Because if it gets lost, yamishi is chayv lehekdesh damim. Hekdesh is going to be owed money. And therefore, hekdesh is considered bailim on this chametz. Ve'ochlo ma'al u'mishalim karen lahekdesh. And the person who eats it, it's called causing monetary loss to hekdesh. It's going along with hekdesh because now a monetary obligation can be incurred towards hekdesh. So that's called garim lamamim also. So, Esh Laharich Bazet, Mirut Hashem, I hope we're zeichet to revisit this sugya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.